بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained how Allah created man and how he came into this world from the womb of his mother and how he passes his whole life, and that only Allah makes it easy for him to pass his life. Otherwise, for a person on his own, if there was not Allah's help for one split second, a person cannot exist. Our heart, if it doesn't function, our brains, if they don't function, if the earth just opens up, anything can happen. So Allah explained how Allah Ta'ala gave man his life and how Allah has made it easy for him. And from there Allah Ta'ala said we should consider that how Allah created this man from one drop of sperm. And of course the sperm has got no power in itself at all. That is just the means which Allah is using. It is only and only Allah's qudrat that is working all the time. And then when Allah wishes, Allah will make him die and he will go in his qabr. And that we explain what is the life of the qabr, the life of barzakh. And then he will, when Allah wishes, then Allah will raise him up again on the day of qiyamah. Further Allah says, kalla, hargiz nahi. But if this man has not understood, he has not the clear lessons which Allah has given day to day, besides from the Quran Sharif, which are in front of us. If a person just thinks that, how did I come in this world? What am I here to do? What must I be doing? Who is providing for me everything? Whatever I have got, that will be sufficient for the hidayat of mankind. But man does not ponder upon all those things. Or kalla means that man has not yet, after all these clear signs, he hasn't fulfilled the mission for which Allah Ta'ala has put him in this world. Or according to Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh, this will mean that he has that when he dies his mission is not completed. That he has to go to his qabr, he has to go to akhirat, and there will be accountability there. That his mission will be completed. And mission also when he is successful. Lamma yaqdi ma amara. Man has not as yet completed the mission for which he was commanded. Allah has made it so manifestly clear for man what he should be doing. And Allah's qudrat, and in every qudrat of Allah is Allah's ni'mat also. And in every ni'mat of Allah is Allah's qudrat also. So whichever ni'mat we are enjoying, this fresh air at the moment which we are not thinking about at all. Our hearts are pumping which we are not thinking. Liver, kidneys working, brains are working, but we don't think of it at all. So all this was that we take a lesson and we fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah says man has not fulfilled his mission and his commandment. Then Allah gives another great example from which every human being, the most hardcore atheist also, everyone can take a lesson. Allah says, and how much Allah is going in detail over and over in the Quran Sharif to bring to our mind that we should be worshipping Allah, be loyal and faithful to Him. So Allah says, فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Ab dekh le aadmi apne khane ko. Let man now just ponder over his food. Without food, we will not live. And we enjoy our food. We look forward to all our food. So Allah says, have a look at your food. In other words, think from where has this food come to you. On one occasion, one seed, like a peas, or anything like that, one dana of dal, something, while Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was eating, it fell down. He looked for it, he couldn't find it. Some small children were playing, he asked them to help him look for it, they found it, he cleaned it and he ate it. He went to the khanqa and he explained to the people there that this has happened. Then he asked them, do you know why I did it? Because for that one seed, brilliance of Allah's creation worked on it. The rays of the sun, the winds, the water, the ground, and how many people worked. For those people to work, how much of their needs had to be satisfied. If there was a tractor involved, how many people made the tractor? For the tractor, the parts from which parts of the world the parts of the tractor was made, where it was assembled, and then it was transported by ships, the people who make the ship, and all their needs have to be satisfied. There are cranes at the docks. There is nowadays computer work. All the paperwork has to be done. We cannot imagine to make one grain. It is beyond the qudrat of mankind. And all this infrastructure which we call of governments and of all the different departments, it's all mind-boggling. But it is all the superstructure. These infrastructures are the superstructures of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is working. So if we go now home, perhaps somebody would like his cup of coffee, his cup of tea with one biscuit. Billions of Allah's ni'mats in there. In that one cup, or that cup, where was it made? To make that cup, what machines were used? How many people? That one teaspoon, our sugar that we will put in there. It just, we cannot finish the list. We can't start the list, in fact. All this are the ni'mats of Allah. So Allah invites us, look at your food, what you are eating. From there realize the qudrat of Allah and the ni'mats of Allah, and then become a true slave and a loyal slave of Allah Ta'ala. One aspect Allah explains here, anna sababna al-ma'a sabba. It is ke humne dala pani upar se girta hua. It is we who send the rain down, and then things start growing. One drop of water man cannot make. Scientists with all the advancement, but they can't make one drop of water. Yes, they tell us it is H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. And they got enough tanks with the hydrogen in it and with the oxygen. Let them mix two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, but they can't make one drop of water. If man thinks, a farmer thinks, I've got my own irrigation system. That also, who made it possible for him? That water which is in that irrigation system, who makes it possible? It is only the qudrat of Allah. So Allah says, just look how we send down the water, how it pours down, the rains come. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا. Phir cheera zameen ko phaar kar. And then it is we who cleave the earth, cleaving it. That is, the farmer puts the seed into the ground. That seed sort of becomes completely destroyed. It becomes, nothing is left of that seed. It is destroyed. But from there, that weed blade comes out. And it cleaves the earth, breaks through the earth, which has become hard. Whose power is it? That weak little leaf, that weak thing comes out from the solid earth. And the farmer, it makes him so happy when he sees his whole land covered with that. But who is it who makes it? And who looks after it again? Allah can said one flood, one storm, and everything is destroyed. But it is only Allah. So Allah invites us that every one of you eats. And what you eat, from there take a lesson of the qudrat of Allah, the favors of Allah, and then become loyal servants of Allah, turn to Allah and be thankful to Him. May Allah give us all tawfiq to see with the eyes of the heart, and that we take a lesson. And we all, of course, must make dua for the Muslims in the world, in the Rohingya Muslims, in Burma, everywhere where Muslims are in difficulty. Let us not just make it a news item and just talk about it, but sincerely make dua, at least it's properly from our heart. If we can, make two rakats of Salatul Hajjah to Allah and beg of Him. If we can, give some sadaqah that Allah saves them. If we can, keep a roza with the niyat that Allah saves the Muslims of their hardships. And just let us not make it a news item. We're just talking about it and that's all. Now, duas are very important. May Allah give us tawfiq.